so much
please.
To cover up. Busy times at the moment. Let's go with the money for now from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
European numbers, what a disaster overnight. So they've had their worst one-day fall ever. And I'm looking at the Dow, I just don't know what to make of it. It's up, it crashes, then it crashes less, and it's just all over the place.
Yeah, Mike, so we've been in that bull market for a long period of time. So markets basically have gone from being the gravy train to being the crazy train. And it's carnage out there in places. European markets, the moves which in 30 years in markets I haven't seen the like of before. So the FTSE 100, over 10% fall, 10.8% fall. I'm looking at other markets, the German market down 12%, the French market down 12%. So these numbers are quite staggering. Just to bring you up to speed on what's happening in the US, I actually was sitting in front of the screen a couple of hours ago and looking at the Dow, and really, really my head was spinning. I mean, it was down at one stage. We were looking at sort of, it was flirting with sort of 9%. Then literally in the last 5 minutes, the New York Fed has announced that they're going to conduct sort of purchases. So they're going to go into the market and they're going to buy stuff. Now, I believe, and I haven't actually seen the text of the announcement yet, they're talking about buying maybe bonds and bills, but that gave the market a great big surge. So we're at one stage, literally 2 minutes ago, the market was down less than 4%. It's now dropped another couple of hundred points, and it's down 6%. So look, it's starting to look to me today like we're seeing sort of markets in capitulation mode. You know, they're just capitulating, the algorithms are going, and you sort of think if you put money into the market now, it would pay dividends at some stage, but it's not for the faint-hearted.
No.
There has been significant global government responses, Mike, as well, which, you know, the Morrison government, I think you've spoken about this, and they've announced quite a significant stimulus package, $17.6 billion Australian dollars, $11 billion to be sent prior to June 30th. That could add 1.5% to economic growth in that period. So they're giving $750 to all welfare participants, a whole bunch of other people, $4.8 billion there, tax breaks for businesses, changes to depreciation laws, actual payments to businesses, subsidising apprentices, makes the New Zealand government response look somewhat anemic at this stage. Unfortunately, animal spirits are all facing the other way. Big stimulus package in the UK, they had $18 billion for them, it's just another $12 billion. Japan, $121 billion stimulus package. And you hit the nail on the head, and this is one of the issues at the moment. This is really exposing the US Trump administration at the moment. They're certainly not delivering any degree of comfort to financial markets whatsoever. In fact, yesterday, I think that speech about the travel ban did more damage than anything he could have done.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. If you ever want to see a confident speech, look at Rishi Sunak the other day in the UK House. I've never seen a Mac before, but geez, he was good. Now, what KiwiSaver, we've got to get this in on a Friday morning, and surely this is just a reassurance that you're in KiwiSaver not for a week or a month, but for years.
Yeah, I just wanted to do this because I picked up, I mean, it's not hard to pick up. There's a lot of concern out there amongst KiwiSaver investors, and an awful lot of New Zealanders have KiwiSaver accounts. So a bit of a soapbox statement here, Mike. Look, this is a long-term approach to your saving, and the market sell-off and a lot of the media coverage, I think it's worrying and it's unnerving. But for many people, it's the portfolio that's important. So you see the headlines on the S&P 500, the Nikkei. That doesn't mean that's what's happening to your portfolio. It's the asset mix. It's not just US shares, UK shares. You know, if you're in a conservative portfolio, you'll have fixed interest assets as well. They're actually going up in value. For people with growth portfolios, if you're contributing regularly, you're now investing money at better levels, better prices. Look, read the information. This is part of your financial journey to your retirement. Read the information coming from your providers. Remember, this too shall pass, Mike, in a year's time, in 2 years' time. So for most people, I just think they just need to, I know it's worrying, but just stay calm.
Well said. What are the numbers?
Gosh, well, these are the numbers right now, and who knows where they'll be in an hour's time. The Dow Jones, 22,130, down 1,400 points, 6%. The S&P 500, 2,650, down 90, which is 3%, but that one's a little bit delayed. It could be down 6%. Who would know? The NASDAQ 7,492, down 460 points, 5.8%. The FTSE 100 at the moment, 5,237, down 639 points, 10.8%. The Nikkei, 18,559, down 856, 4.4%. The Shanghai Composite, star performer on the day, 2,923, down 45, 1.5%. The ASX 200, 5304, lost 7.36% yesterday. The NZX 50, 10,333, down 540, 4.97% fall. Now on the currencies, the Kiwi dollar all over the shop. Earlier on today it was at 0.6100, it's now at 0.6180 against the US, 0.9723 against the Aussie, 0.5527 against the Euro, 0.4895 against the pound, 64.93 yen. Gold is actually lower, $1,608. Brent crude, $32.74. Good luck out there.